Illinois fans, the On Deck Circle is the booster group for Illinois softball. During every home game, the On Deck Circle opens a hospitality tent for its troops.
All right, I think we made it to like a less windy place here. And I'm sitting up here with a gateman. Hi, we're broadcasting this show. What's your name? Rodney.
Yeah.
Things good?
Sweet.
All right, to that. Got a pretty small crowd here, but I think part of that was because of the rain forecast. I'm sort of hanging out here by the hot dog truck. I think they could make a lot more money here on food. It's pretty reasonably priced. Hot dogs, $2. Hamburgers, $3. There's no veggie burgers, so that's one thing. We get that in San Francisco, but not in Big Ten. Let's see what they do a good business in. So what's like best seller here? You sell a lot of, this is a live radio too.
I'd say the cheeseburgers are pretty popular. Hot dogs.
Pretty much the health food sells real quick here, right? Healthy stuff. Okay. It's good. All right, let's see if my friend is here in the booth. She can give us some tips. Shannon, do you want to say something for our radio broadcast? What's your prediction for the game? I'm hearing the gateman says sweep, so... You're saying sweep. Okay, they look pretty confident. We'll check back with you. I might need a little help with calling some of the pitches. I understand. All right, they're now announcing the visiting team. You can really hear those flags whipping. That's the Big Ten, which is actually more than 10 universities, something I always thought was... fastball, softball players seem to come from just a few different states. This team from Penn State, I see a lot of Virginia and California, Pennsylvania. Most of the Illinois team is from Illinois. But it says something about the game, like where the players actually come from. A lot of Southern California. Gotta wonder what it must be like for somebody from Southern California to come play at Penn State. Although, I will say, this is like probably one of the whitest sports I've ever seen, so whether you're in Southern California or Pennsylvania, it definitely seems to be more of a suburban, middle-class game than, let's say, some of the more well other games in the Division I. Announcing the Illinois team now. always starting with the substitutes and then later the starters. Actually, I take it back about this being a completely white sport because they almost always have rap music. And of course, if we look at the people who are doing some of the other jobs around here, we see some African Americans. I'm always amazed at how much more athletic these girls look than, let's say, people I played with in the 1980s. This girl there, she's in my sports and modern society class. She's from Texas. Okay. Let's see if we can engage some of these fans. Oh, now they're throwing the free t-shirts out. I love this part. Usually, it seems like they've got it predetermined who they're throwing the shirt to. But they'll go circulate around. Amanda Fortune is, I think, probably one of their ace pitchers, which one big difference about softball is a pitcher can pitch 2 days in a row. It's not like a hardball, and I think it's because the motion comes through and it's not nearly as hard on your shoulder, so that's kind of an interesting difference. Okay, this turns to the introduction of officials. People have suddenly straightened up. It's sort of a... I thought they were about to start in with the national anthem, but actually it was first straightening up for the umpires. Here comes the ideology. The great pride, the Big Ten. Big speeches about respect. It doesn't mean you still can't yell pretty much whatever you want, but we're not going to get the kind of heckling that you'll hear at a hockey game. It's pretty... It's pretty PG here, except for when the coaches get upset. Here comes the national anthem. The board with the lyrics is not keeping up with the singer. Oh, they've caught up now. It's very, very well timed here. It's like 9, the anthem is over. Players are heading to their dugout. Oh no, there's something going on, some kind of Illinois ceremony. Oh. Okay. Well, that's interesting. So the women's gymnastic team is here to throw the first ball, and the entire women's softball team is standing by, probably getting ready to comment on how well a gymnast can throw the ball. This gymnast is not stereotypical. She's about 5'10", so she's no stereotypical gymnast build here. Oh no, and it rolled. It was kind of a bowl shot. But people just clapped good-naturedly. She was nervous about it. It's a very weird thing to do. I mean, try throwing a ball the way it looks to be done here, and it just seems like something that would take a long time to get any kind of control over. And the balls around here go flying, but what's interesting is that you don't get to keep them. I think in the men's game, you get to keep the baseball. But here we return them, so maybe that says something about budget. Okay, I'm gonna see if I can go find that gymnast. Oh, here. Maybe we can get the yelling of the team. So here's Sarah Dumich. So what were you thinking there with that pitch there, Sarah?
Well, you know, I was a little bit off. I'm a little rusty, I guess.
It had to be nerve-wracking having the whole up, you know, these are the scholarship athletes in the sport. They're thinking, here comes some gymnast, what can she do? And so you were probably had that on your mind as well.
Yeah, I was a little bit nervous out in front of my peers and classmates. Yeah, didn't want to make a fool out of myself. So
what do you think would be fair to make one of them do at a gymnastics meet, just to even it up?
They definitely need to come on the floor and do some cartwheels, maybe a little bit of dance around the floor.
Put them right on the beam, I say.
Oh, beam.
Yeah.
Beam.
All right, thanks. Now we're kind of over here in the alumni position. So this is a live broadcast here. You guys are... Oh, yeah? She's the expert? All right. Hi, I was wondering if I could get a word in here. This is a live broadcast. And so you guys look like you have a pretty good chair, the good chairs. You come to a lot of games?
Yes, we do. Our daughter's on the team, so...
And that would be Cindy?
My daughter is Megan Heitzig. She's one of the pitchers.
Oh, okay.
And you're Cindy.
I'm Cindy, her mother.
How far do you come from to come to the games?
We come 2 hours. We're from the Chicagoland area.
Okay. And what do you think is going to happen in today's game?
Oh, we're going to really do very well against this team. I'm counting on it.
Well, there goes the first out. I don't want to distract you, so you look like a connoisseur of the game. I might need some tips in terms of how you call the pigeons.
I'd be glad to. We're going to do very well today against this team.
Thank you. Uh-huh. So I found myself in the parent section. There's a lot of blue and orange. People got their fold-up chairs set up in the wheelchair zone. And this is the second out of the game, a routine play to first. Looks like they weren't exaggerating. The Illinois seems heavily favored. I'm not just... Maybe we gotta see if we can find some Penn State fans, then we can get some other people to weigh in. Crowds are starting to come in. Wait a minute. So, hi there, my name is Sasha. I'm here broadcasting this game, and you look like not the typical softball fan here today.
I'm not.
You're not? And are you here to support a friend in the game, or
cousin?
Who's your cousin?
Aaron Jones.
Oh, okay. Did you come from a long way to come to the game?
A couple hours.
Looks like Illinois is heavily favored to win.
Yeah.
And... We're experimenting with kind of raw radio,
oh, okay.
Like getting people who are not necessarily familiar with the game to broadcast it, or even to broadcast different outcomes, you know, so when it's really third strike, you yell home run, have the outcome you want. So it's a pretty interesting game, though, I must say. I can't imagine trying to throw the ball underhand like that.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
I think that's what we're really here to see, is how do they actually throw that ball like that. All right, well, what's your name?
Brett Jones.
Brett, well, thanks for talking with us today. All right. Okay. I think it's a very odd thing to be walking around with a mic here. I feel so powerful with this phallus here. People are a little afraid. I'm going to try work a little bit more with my common touch. I think it's a little intimidating, you know, when you have this microphone. Next time, maybe we should go with something concealed, like in a nostril or something. But it could just be me too. I don't know. I should have dressed up in drag more or something. Something that it's always a problem. Although at least here they have porta potties, so I don't get that bathroom thing, walking in and having people think, what are you doing in the women's room? So we'll see how it goes. I'm going to see if I can talk to some of the away folks. Okay. Well, the Illinois team is up. I guess I should make sure we have some sense of what's going on in the game. I think you get us. I think you get a sense of the kind of constant wall-to-wall noise that Big Ten collegiate events have copied the professional model, that there should be no downtime. All right, now I'm right behind the home plate, and wow, the pitcher on Penn State has a very interesting delivery. She sort of looks like she's doing something that would be what you would try to do to rip your arm out of your socket. And I think that the other interesting thing is to see how each player kind of has their own style, like uniforms. They don't look uniform. So something that I think is a little different from men's baseball. The players tend to all look a little more alike. Here we have, you know, variation of the ponytail, and some people are wearing visors, and some are wearing windbreakers, and some are wearing short sleeves, so there's some variation. See if I can get down here by the Penn State. It looks to be a handful of Penn State people here. Foul ball. So you guys softball fans? I need some help here. What's going on with the game? Like, do you guys know how to call the pitches? Like, can you tell the difference between a curve and a fastball in this game? Or
really, all I know is the rise ball and the fastball. The rise ball, it comes up. Like, you, it looks like it's going down, but then I'll come back up. I don't really know how to do that, though.
So they can't throw something like a knuckleball, obviously. No. How about a curve?
I don't believe so.
They might be able to, but they might be very skilled.
And how fast do you reckon a fastball pitcher, you know?
I mean, they couldn't probably go more than 65, 70.
Professionals pitch in the 80s, low 80s.
Really?
So they're probably pitching about 73.
When you say professionals, you mean like Olympic?
No,
or
professional softball league.
They do?
Yeah. I don't know. I just know Colorado's really good. I used to watch them when I lived out. Yeah, my grandma used to watch them.
That's very alternative, you know? If you're a guy that watches women's sports, they generally think that's sort of more progressive, you know what I mean? That's a good game, though.
And free today, so.
Is it free? I paid $2. I should go get my...
Yeah, we had those ones. No, we just like to heckle.
You like to heckle. Are you like part of that hockey group that learns all the names?
Baseball group.
We do the hockey games.
I've got a program here, if that helps.
Yeah.
So like, what's how do you heckle? Like, you check out where they're from and try and put them down for their hometown, or?
No, like Brett. If we see somebody right field, tell them to mess up all the time, and then. Hey, right fielder.
Pick one guy or one girl as it is, and blame them for everything.
Is it equal opportunity? Like, yeah, the same insults that work for guys work for girls?
No, we don't insult the girls.
Most of them.
Yeah, you take it easy. I think you take it easier on the girls.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta be nice.
But they wouldn't actually kick you out of the game if you said.
Oh, they'll kick you out.
If it gets really bad, they will.
Oh, we've been told off before.
You've been kicked out.
Out of the baseball, not yet.
Out of the baseball.
This
is sort of like a day off of heckling, then, really.
He's the heckler. He's the heckler.
Wait, now what's your name?
My name's Andrew.
Okay, so your two friends here say that you're the heckler. Why?
Yeah, I got those quick comments. I don't say it at the right time.
You know how to screech.
Oh, that's to startle them so they can't make the play?
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right. So... we could try an experiment. Oh yeah. Would one of you guys like to call the play? I mean, you know, this is your chance to be. We can wait. This is your job. and I feel like you should. Are you in a union? I don't want to like. I don't want to mess up your union obligations.
If you want a variety.
Okay. Well, here's a brand new hitter, so you can. Oh. It's the end of the inning. Wow. Look at. I love the way I got these three softball players in a class I teach, and they're so tribal. Like they're always yelling and. And I'm always like, what are you guys doing? But it's always something that everyone gets sort of fired up over. Sometimes it's not really verbal.
The girls' sports are much more unified than guys' sports.
That's a whole thesis right there.
They have a lot more fun.
You think so? Are you involved in the men's program?
No.
Oh. But just your observation as a fan. I think it's just fun to be on a winning team. You know, like, I mean, I wouldn't want to be on the football team in a losing season. You get too much attention. But in this, it seems like you could have a 500 season and no one will ridicule you in the DI.
Yeah, people suck them out and watch.
Like basketball, you know, you do 500 here, you're going to get fired. Most of these guys are like, yeah, good job. Probably give you a ring.
So, what do you look for in this team here? What's the strength of the... It seems like pitching is the big deal in softball.
Number 97 pitcher's pretty good out there. I know she's pretty good. I've heard about her a lot this season. Yeah, so that's all I really know. I've only been to a couple games, but I come out whenever I can.
Okay. You're going to have the call, okay?
All right. All right. All right, it's up now. It's number 24, Barbie Pierce. She's from Citrus Hats, California. Here comes the pitch. Ooh, looked like a strike. It's kind of low, I guess, ball one.
Yeah.
Well, one of those count. Looks like Dom's a little strict today. Here comes the 1-0. Ooh, foul's up. It's coming our way. Oh, God.
We have to give it back.
And the ball bounced over our heads. That was so close, folks. So close.
I feel like Chip Carey.
So close. We got the 1-1 count now. The Penn State players looking at us like we're stupid. Oh, and the ump calls another low one. Ouch. She didn't have much of a strike zone today. She's a little off. Number 15 keeps looking back at me. It's getting a little annoying. Here comes the pitch. There's the good strike. There it is. 2-2. Nice pitch.
The best thing about college sports boroughs, they actually care about the money.
That's right.
They're not all about the money.
That's right. Great pitch.
I get back foul ball, they gave me a sucker.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Here comes the 2-2. The pitch. Oh, it's a ground ball first. She's got her with the tag. Tag's halfway down the line. She's out. And Barbie is retired.
That's good. You've got a real ESPN voice.
Yeah.
Here
comes 22. 21's on deck. She's getting ready. Oh, thank you. She's stretching up. Here comes Katie Stuffer from Manassas, Virginia. Manassas, Virginia. Sorry. Here comes... Ooh. Oh, she took one deep. She took one deep over the head. Oh, seven couldn't get the chop. She's going to. Ouch. Nice pitch. She got a hold of it. Wind carried it out to left field. And the Penn State players are clapping for themselves. That's good to know. All right. They got to support themselves. They had no fans here. Nobody made the trip from State College.
I think that last hitter likes them blowing outside. Here
comes Carrie Lucas. She's from Penns Valley, Pennsylvania. Looks like she's from her hometown. Pitch from Fortune. Ooh, strike right down the middle. Nice pitch. The Illini players make fun of the batter because she's not very good. Uh-oh. The wind out here is the winner.
And an old lady on the field.
The wind is blowing things right out of here. It's crazy. Runner on second. 0-1, one out. And we have a lineup change. It's like, well, we're not sure what's happening, but we got a pinch runner. Ooh, pinch runner. Now in softball, you can pinch run and then come back and bat later. So I guess that works out.
It's kind of like the DH and AL.
Kelsey Francisco's now pinch running.
There's nine players on a team, not 10 or 11.
Yeah, they should be able to do that. There's confusion on the field, folks. This is crazy. This is mayhem. This is just mayhem out here. We got a break on the field here. We're right in front of the Penn State, but we're actually right behind the Penn State players. The bench players, actually.
Well, they might be waiting to bat.
That's true. They might be waiting to bat. I'm not sure they'll be getting in today, but they'll try really hard. Do they? Yeah, I think 15, though. She keeps looking back at me. I think we're finally going to get going here. All right. We resume play with the 0-1 count. We went out to Kerry Lucas. The pitch. Oh, swing and a miss.
Heater up high. Heater up high.
Gas. Gas. Right in her. Ooh, that was nice. 0-2 count. It's Amanda approaching. The 0-2.
Oh,
oh gosh, that's a high pop fly.
Pop up the short. Pop up the short.
Infield. That's two outs. Runner stays at second. And we got two gone here in the top of the second. Now batting is Scarlett Heal from Huntington Beach, California. Neil Heal. Nobody really cares about the Penn State players. Heal.
She's a lefty.
We got lefty up here. Ooh, strike. Fortune. Oh, favorite food. She likes Family Guy. She likes Family Guy. It's a very good, very, very,
very enlightened person.
Very quality show right there. Ooh, she tried to bunt. She tried to bunt. She missed.
I have never seen a butt wiggle like that before.
It's kind of, yeah, it is. It's interesting. Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah. Ooh! Yeah, you know she holds a strikeout. That's out number three. And that will be the end of the top of the second. One runner stranded. She holds on a record career wins. And that retires side. 0-0, top of the second.
You like this.
I do.
Do the men's team get together as much as the women's team?
No, I've never seen
it. They just kind of, they sit on the bench.
They're their own people.
They got people running up and down the sidelines who don't play. And then, like they do right there. So.
Yeah.
They'll go on the dugout and just talk to maybe two people.
That's right.
I think that's what I like about women's. Like women's volleyball, they're very.
Oh, yeah. I went to every home game.
Yeah.
That's my game.
Yeah, we tried to get to every all of those. Right. Those were good. We enjoyed those.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys were coming.
Who are you? I don't understand.
I'm the PR person. Nobody applied for credentials. Or,
if it's
I just don't want you bothered.
We're just having conversations. But if I know them, it's okay, right? Because then they're not random.
What? But really, you know, I didn't know you were coming.
He kept saying we didn't know you were coming, like there was some, who's we and who's they? Anyway.
They think we're some sort of terrorist group. Yeah. If George Bush gets his way, you know, they could have come and arrest us and throw us in jail and kill us right now.
I came to watch softball, not listen to your political speech.
I want to watch softball.
You gonna do it?
Yeah. Oh. I got it!
Hit it straight back.
That was Dan on the commentary. I like how his little music before everybody batter comes up there. It's nice.
I guess you're asking the pitcher for a phone number later.
I say go for it. 18's up now. Aaron Jones, senior out of Fullerton, California.
Never been there.
Pitch, strike. Oh, that was high. That was a high strike.
Number 18's got the high.
What's your favorite show? Dan? Our color commentator is a little slow today, folks. Sorry about that. Pitch. Oh, that's a nice swinging bunt. She has a chance. Oh, she's out. Yeah. So Jones was retired, two outs, and Leanne Butcher's the batter now. The outfielder, she's a junior from Casey, Illinois. The ref's checking the ball. Could there be sandpaper on the ball? Is somebody throwing the spitter? Well, we have a ball issue here. And we're back. Thank you.
All right. I'll see you guys later. What's your name? again?
Andrew.
I'm Dan Rodonis.
Dan.
Russian.
Brandon.
Well, if you guys are coming back, take sport in modern society. It's 49.
All right.
I teach that, all right? Take care. Okay, looks like we might be getting in trouble.
You can't just walk up to people in a public place and interview them. They don't know what it's for. I mean, there's got to be some kind of release that says, I'm granting you usage of my voice or my photo, my likeness, and it's for this man.
Sasha's been really careful about what
I normally ask from people that want to come in and do things like this is something in advance. It needs to be a release form. If I was going to allow you to take my picture for something, I'd want to know what.
Okay.
Is that people normally do?
No, I've done many other projects that this is exactly how it is. People like that. Actually, the conversation that we're having right now is
that it's
really out of the limits.
Right. Okay. It's not an concern. It'd be no different than if a TV camera clip had come in and start pull request credentials in writing by email or by letter, and he grants a credential either for the season, particular event, plus then we've got some accountability. There's always an agent.
Well, how would that work for an individual? So we don't do it inadvertently. It sounds like you can't talk to people, high schoolers about university.
Well, if the questions like these young ladies walking in right now are high school students, they're high school student athletes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you, for example, started talking about, and this was not a recruiting period, okay, even though you're an employee of the university and not an employee of the athletic department, you are considered an agent for the university. Okay, so if you guys sat down and started talking to them about coming to the University of Illinois and how great the softball program is. That was the intent. right of free speech and you have a right to do what you're doing, but within NCAA guidelines, if you're going to be contacting prospective high school athletes during what's a dead period by the NCAA rules, you're committing a violation on behalf of the university. The NCAA has real strict guidelines about when you can and can't contact people.
So, good.
It seems like there's a, like, you almost, if you happen to work for the university in any capacity, your ability to speak to people at certain times is going to be restricted.
Well, prospective high school student athletes are, I mean, we're all bound by the NCAA rules.
All of us.
Whether
you know it or not.
All of us.
Whether you agree to it or not.
So, I mean, and I'm in a real difficult position. My son's in high school. I go to a lot of high school sporting events to watch him. I can't talk to his teammates about how great the University of Illinois is.
You're talking about that, okay. Just reverse recruiting?
That's actually what happened. The guy had written a letter to a recruit. He was from, I think, Illinois, but he was saying he shouldn't come here because of the racial, you know, scene. But that, by the NCAA, theoretically could be considered as contact. Any contact is considered recruiting. You might be contacting them for some completely different reason.
Yeah, we're all bound.
Yeah, all of us are bound by that.
Because it's no different than, for example, if, like, the dean of engineering, and we've got a prospective athlete coming in who's an engineer, wants to be an engineer.
I guess I resent being so, like, stamped by U of I that everything I say is now, like, U of I-ness. You know what I mean? Like, but that's the NCAA, I realize.
They should pay us more if they want us.
I realize that. Well, the way my conversation with, let's say, a high school student in there would be something along the lines of, how would you call this play here, you know, or what do you like about that pitcher? Now, that could be construed, I guess, as recruiting, because if I keep leading them along the line of, isn't this a great day and aren't you having a good time? But they did come here after all. I mean, isn't just the mere fact that they're here and they're seeing U of I, you know, I mean,
again,
that's
why I get things in advance, so I know what you do.
But then we, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Joe Fan isn't just going to sit down with a prospective high school athlete.
So it's also about behavior that's considered out of the norm, because you expect people to go to a stadium and just sort of sit there and
watch the game.
You don't talk to people, right?
It's talk to your friends or your acquaintances, or you're all cheering collectively.
Right. See, I think of them as all my friends and acquaintances, because I'm a U of I person. You know, we all have that in common, right? So it's like, hey, part of the U of I. If we were in a church.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between you just sitting and talking to someone like that and cheering and watching the game.
Yeah.
And sticking the microphone.
True.
Now you're doing something. Now you're actually.
Other people might hear.
Well, yeah.
Right.
There's an issue of exploitation.
Procedure guy. We understand it's not you.
I don't like being the procedure guy.
Yeah. The other guy was really nervous. He was afraid of me, I think.
We sign something every year that specifically says I am not willing to violate an NCAA rule. I take it seriously.
Well, I appreciate your ethics. And I think I will give on something.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. So proceed. All right. That's what I figured. Okay. Okay, well, we're back. That was an interesting discussion. I didn't realize how much I was covering NCAA and U of I, and I got to be real careful talking to these young girls, and I always have to be real careful talking to young girls. What am I talking about? It's nothing new. People are always going to misconstrue your motivations whenever talking to young people. You know, that's something you know when you spend 10 years teaching. All right, what did we miss? After all that, you know, you lose sight of the game. It's still 0-0. So, those guys were kind of fun. I lost my media guide, though. Dang it. Maybe come in and move around back here. see if we can't get another interview going. Looks like the athletes tend to stand over on the left, and the parents are over in the sunny side. Let's see what we can... get going down here. Oh, that's a nice cut at it, but it went foul to the left. This is their, one of their big hitters, Lindsay Hama from Wheeling, Illinois. Let's see. Oh, that's going to make it out into the outfield. She's got a first base. That was a nice stroke right down the, practically down the third baseline. What I like too, this is that each player gets their signature music as they come to the plate. So Illinois, we got something started here. Let's see what these guys... to this part. Maybe it'll be a little less noisy. You guys look like you know this game pretty well. No? Are you in the, is this the parent section, isn't it?
How'd you guess?
A lot of blue and orange. People know the first names. So, how far did you come from to come to the game?
I came from Chatham.
Okay, not too bad. And who are you, which player are you here to see?
Number two, Brittany Kessler.
Okay, all right. What year is she?
She's a freshman.
Uh-huh. How does she like it so far?
Loves it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They have like early morning practices, right? That's what I hear.
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, they practice a lot.
She's having a good time, enjoying it.
Yeah, three of these girls are in my volleyball class. That'd be Lauren Gronsky, who's standing right next to your daughter, and then Bridget Pluta and Shannon Lindgren, who's a student assistant. So they kind of got me interested in the idea of coming to the game.
You do volleyball?
I do. I teach volleyball, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not part of the Department of Athletics, but the Kinesiology Department. So I work with a lot of athletes, and so I was like, yeah, we never had fast pitch softball where I grew up. I mean, it just... That's exciting. Well, a project that a friend of mine who's in the art program is doing, and it's about kind of like public radio, public democracy. It's called the Public Square. And, you know, normally radio is very controlled, very, very commercial, and this is sort of a form of radio that's a little more like alternative, so that we like the idea of it being like raw radio. Like, so I had a few of the people in the stand call the play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, would you like to call a play?
No?
No? Yeah. Maybe you have a good candidate. Somebody knows the game. Like, I don't even know what to call the pitches, you know? Are they, I hear there's a rise ball, probably a curve ball, though. Yeah. Umpire seems to really get into it. She's got a certain style. I don't think there's really officials like umpires in any other sport. Behind home plate is like the best stage for any referee, I think. Oh, tagged out. That's okay.
They take a lot of abuse.
Yeah, you do. But it seems kind of ritualized. Like, yeah. They're willing to put up with a certain amount.
That's what makes it fun.
they actually, like, kick dirt on the shoes here the way they... I haven't seen that in softball.
I get kicked out of the game for doing that, so...
Yeah, I don't think Terry Sullivan's too shy from what I've seen before.
Very outspoken.
Keeps it exciting. But Coach will back you up. Well, it was really nice talking with you. What's your name?
My name's Ted.
Ted, I'm Sasha.
Sasha.
So, hope to see more of your daughter playing in the future. If not in the doubleheader. Yep. All right. All right. That's Rachel. So you guys, as the parents here, Rachel, Karita, you're not parents? You're
the Booster Club.
Oh, okay. So, like, I was thinking, like, Rachel's from Texas, right? So it's not as if her parents can make every home game. So,
right.
So you guys are doing a pretty good job. Me and her. Gotta especially look out for our players that are from far away.
Right.
She's one of my students, actually. She takes a, well, I TA a course called Sport in Modern Society. And, she wrote a really interesting essay about her experiences growing up as an athlete and having to, like, play on the boys' team because there wasn't a girls' team. And, you know, so she's a darn good athlete, though, yeah?
Yeah.
She steals bases and
one of the things I told her, the first year she was kind of serious and because everybody else's parents were here and hers was hard. We'd have get-togethers and she'd be kind of, you know, down. And this year, she smiles a lot more. And I told her I was glad to see that. She says, I'm happy.
That's good. Gotta be.
Her parents were up here about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And she said they promised her they would, you know, come. Little bit more this time and this year, but she was really excited to have him here.
Been around, and how'd you get in name?
My name is Martha Morgan. I'm the president of the Booster Club, and we started when they did. Then this freshman class did. We organized and started in, I guess that was 2001, right?
That's their first year.
Yeah. And we just tried to, promote softball. We have a reception at the beginning of the year to meet the player reception, and then we host the awards banquet coming up in May 9th.
So did you play softball yourself? Was that the interest, or are you an alumnus of the U of I and you like to support the sport programs?
I predate women's sports. You like that? But we had a daughter softball, and we followed her, and he had a daughter playing softball, and she went to a different school because Illinois did not have softball at that time. And our daughter came here, but she played club ball because there was no softball. So they came to us and said, let's organize. We did that because we like softball. It's fun. It's more fun than baseball.
Do you agree with that? More fun than baseball or just different?
Oh, it's just different. It's a
diplomatic answer.
Yeah, it's a women's sport and they dominate it and, it's just their sport and we really love it.
One thing that really impresses me about women's softball is the fact that a pitcher can pitch 2 games in a row. Like, they're not so overstrained that the motion looks a lot easier on the shoulder and, and I'm glad they're not wearing those dumb skirts like from the movie. Yeah. I mean, how did that make any sense to wear skirts getting into, you know? That's crazy.
More like athletes today than they were just women athletes. They're just athletes.
They have everything the guys have. You know, the weight room, the trainers, they work with them on the way.
They have the fans, too.
It's like, go see how many are at
Don't
the baseball board. Field.
You know, it all... In terms of sportsmanship, or, you know, I mean, that's one of the things they'll say about women's sport, that it seems like a more game and not as corrupt, or that's one of the things you hear thrown around. Talking, and I still don't think you're quite pre-sport. Yeah. You don't look, you know.
Well, they didn't.
They were.
When I was in
right.
High school. Hi, but
right. Right.
Well.
It just wasn't maybe organized.
Yeah.
They didn't put the money into it. Well, yeah.
We called it Girls Athletic Association.
Affirmative action era of sport where they were giving scholarships. But when I look at, let's say, the caliber of athlete now versus only just in the 80s, it's like these women are so much stronger at a younger age with many, many more hours, you know.
Well, it is kind of sad that the professional women's softball hasn't really taken off, you know, because these girls, you know, their senior year and so forth, this is the end of it, but basically for them, except for summer leagues and so forth, where, you know, a good baseball player can go on. They really don't have a place to go.
It's because most sports fans are men and they like to watch men mostly. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of women watching.
Our daughters are getting, our second daughter is getting married this summer, and he said, he told his sister he knew that our daughter was the one for him because he went in and she lived with her sister at the time and they were sitting down watching Sports Center. So. So he wanted a girl who loved sports, and he knew she was one.
He's a good man because he's a Cub fan.
No, that's the White Sox fan.
Thanks. Really fun. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, they were fun. They had a lot to say. There's no way that woman predates sports, though. She looks like she's got to be, you know, geez, but it is. Generationally, what you see in women. In fact, on that note, maybe I'll try and interview one of these high school kids if I don't get in too much. I think I'm making Shannon nervous. She knows that I've been getting in trouble. We were out the line. This looks like the Illini drumline here. So you guys members of the Illini drumline?
Yes.
Where's your drums?
They're over there.
Oh, so you're gonna play later?
Yeah.
Oh, great, great. After the in between the sets. Okay, I'll be sure to be over there so I can get. We're broadcasting live on this sort of like tiny little frequency. I think we probably broadcast to those tombstones over there, but it's more for the artistic experiment. So I'm looking for interesting people to talk to at the game. Are you guys here as a matter of your contract? It's like part of your band obligation, or are you also big softball fans?
We're really big softball fans, and we're trying to broaden our horizons on all the athletics of Illinois.
So have you seen synchronized figure skating yet?
No, but I think it's next week. We're gonna go play for them, and it's gonna be great. They're really excited.
Good. I know you guys make a huge difference when you play at the volleyball games I've seen. Just the band being there, I think it freaks out the other team completely.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really work so well in this atmosphere. You know, it's not that closed space where it's, you know, like when the drum beats, you feel like it's in your head. You can't think. But I'll be looking forward to the performance. All right, some band guys. All right, now I'm a little scared to talk to the high school girls. I feel like the NCAA is going to come down on me. Maybe there's some peripheral parent that I can talk to. So you guys look like fairly knowledgeable players, fans of the game. I'm broadcasting here on a little radio station that probably goes as far as those tombstones. And we're trying to do kind of like a democratic approach to broadcasting. So would you like to call the play here?
Nah.
You're documenting with film. That's your preferred medium, then.
Yeah, I will admit it.
What kind of picture do you try to capture? Like, what would be, like, you like to try and catch the battle between pitcher and batter, or great catch? What do you hope to catch here today on the film?
The batter's up the bat and good defensive plays, just like by the third baseman, right?
I'm very impressed by the Illinois' first base person. She caught several balls that like do the splits, and just that sort of sudden flexibility and quickness when you're standing around for a long time and all of a sudden you got to sort of do something, you know?
Especially on a day like today when it's nice and cold and windy. And actually, the first baseman for Illinois all through high school, she played third base. So just last year was she converted to a first baseman. So she's still learning the position.
You sound like you know a lot about the game. Did you play softball yourself?
Yes, I did.
And when would that have been?
Too many years ago.
I think probably you're probably the same era as me, although I played volleyball, not softball.
Actually, I'm from the same hometown as Aaron Montgomery and Leanne Butcher, so I watched both of those young kids grow up and play, along with Aaron's dad.
It's a real sort of long career you have with these players. If you're like, these are mostly players from Illinois, and I assume you're from Illinois, so it's kind of more meaningful when you've seen a player develop over the years.
Especially with this senior class, there are four, you know, the whole group of nine seniors on this, been here for 4 years, started the program, has had great success, but it's kind of winding down, so there's a little bit of sadness as well as happiness as far as the team doing so well this year.
All right, well, thanks a lot for talking. No, my name is Sasha. What's your name?
My name is Laura.
Laura, what position did you play?
Third base.
Third base, oh, okay. Yeah. That's kind of like one of the flashiest positions there is in the game. Yeah, one of the danger positions. You get any injuries in your playing days?
I got hit in the head a couple of times. That's why I'm crazy.
Way to end the interview. I like that. All right. How about you? Are you a softball player too?
No, I'm not. Just a fan.
What do you like about the game?
The excitement. It's fun. Watching the girls.
Yeah, they're definitely more athletic than they were in my day. I was in the 80s era. So I noticed they're just stronger and faster and have had more training. And they don't seem to think it's such a strange thing either to be able to be playing on a team, which I think in our day it was like, what, we get to have uniforms? Cool.